The VPM Daily Newscast is sponsored by Kanawha Capital Management. Your financial life is unique, complex, and dynamic. Kanawha Capital Management's team of credentialed professionals has been helping its clients build wealth and confidence through personalized planning and informed investing since 1989. Learn more at cancap.com. That's K-A-N-C-A-P.com.
You're listening to the VPM Daily Newscast, the recap of today's top stories in Central Virginia.
From the VPM Newsroom in Richmond, I'm Kim Strother. Hanover County officials are watching several bills proposed by General Assembly legislators in 2024. VPM News reporter Lyndon German has more.
Local officials are monitoring legislation that could affect land and infrastructure in Hanover. One such bill, introduced by Fairfax Delegate Rip Sullivan, was recently discussed by a House subcommittee and could affect how solar farms and other energy facilities are established. Delegate Sullivan said this bill
was meant to shine a spotlight on a challenge that we have. How do we as a state, a collection of localities, get to where we need to get with respect to our energy mix here in Virginia?
Although Sullivan's bill will be deferred to 2025 session, it highlights the concerns Hanover officials have about preserving the county's character while addressing housing and utility needs. Legislation surrounding data centers and energy usage are also on Hanover's radar for this year's session. Lyndon German, VPM News.
A section of Libby Avenue in Henrico County is poised for an infrastructure upgrade. Officials say design work has begun to replace an existing sidewalk with a 10-foot-wide shared-use path on Libby between Broad Street and North Crestwood Avenue. The path would connect to a new two-way bike lane on Libby. Officials say the $4 million project would involve some changes to current traffic flow, but on-street parking won't be affected, according to Richmond BizSense. Construction could start in spring 2025. Sports fishing and conservation groups continue to push Virginia to ban menhaden fishing in the Chesapeake Bay. Chartered fishing captain Chris Dollar says there's an old saying in fishery politics.
It's a marathon, not a sprint. Well, I've amended that. When it comes to menhaden, particularly in Virginia, it's an ultra marathon, not just a marathon.
So far, advocates have been unsuccessful in getting more restrictions, including a recent loss at the General Assembly. Menhaden harvester Omega Protein says there's no evidence that the industry's harming the ecosystem. Liam and Charlotte were the most popular baby names in Virginia for 2023. The State Department of Health's Office of Vital Records keeps track of popular baby names, according to Virginia Mercury. The office also keeps track of the busiest month and day of the week for babies born. In 2023, that was August and Fridays. This has been the VPM Daily Newscast.
Some of these stories may have changed since the newscast was recorded. You can stay connected to what matters by heading to vpm.org/news or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at MyVPM.
VPM.
I'm Speech Thomas from the hip-hop crew Arrested Development. On the new VPM podcast, Track Change, I take you behind the walls of Richmond City Jail, where I help four men record an album and hear how they're trying to break free from a cycle of addiction and incarceration.
Been so long since I've been free.
Subscribe to Track Change in your podcast app.